Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is it?
It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Winter is here. With Window Nation, replacing those old windows is easier and more affordable than you think. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
That's a tough explanation because I think the fans are right in the sense that, wow, you know, that's a, just looking at that as a single move, you know, it was he's a heck of a player. Everybody loves him. He works hard. He's productive, played through injuries last year, and was on a team-friendly contract. But in the big picture, when you kind of step back and you look at the whole cap structure, it was tight. And we have a young player there that has a chance to step forward and play well. I would say let's focus at tackle right now. You know, definitely, Jeff. Let's see if we get that right tackle thing and give him a chance to win the job.
John Harbaugh, that was earlier this week, Monday to be exact, Monday morning, owners' meetings. Question was about, first, the decision to trade Morgan Moses, and you heard John Harbaugh explain, well, came down to finances, pretty much cut and dried there. And then Jeff Zrebeck, I'm assuming, from The Athletic, asked the question about Daniel Falele, and John Harbaugh said, let's focus on tackle, and Vinny, Morgan Moses is gone, so
yeah,
there's a glaring need for right tackle. Is Daniel Falele capable of filling that need?
Well, what I think and maybe what they think might be two different things. I mean, did he fill in this past year? You know, he kind of alternated because Moses was playing with a torn pec. So I guess and maybe Joe D, you know, had his voice counted a lot in this, I'm sure. How much difference, and this is, if I'm Eric, I'm asking Joe D and I'm asking the offensive coaches, how much difference is Morgan Moses than Falele? How much better is, and if he is he better than Falele? I'd say absolutely he is. But if it's close, you know, we can pick up $4 million because Falele is only making like $1 million and he's making $5.5 million. So that's a spot, you know. But if it's drastic, then we'll keep Morgan, you know. So they must have felt like Falele has got a shot, because right now, if Harbs is saying, you know, look, let's look at him at his tackle, he's a starting right tackle right today. If they play today, he's a starting right tackle. And he played a lot, you know, towards the end last year. Was it all great? No. If he gets a body on you in the run game, he's okay.
Okay, he's the starting right tackle today.
Right.
Who's your starting right guard? Now you've got a completely different right side of the offensive line.
Yeah, and there was no, well, Zeitler got $6 million from Detroit. And I'm guessing that was a finance. The Ravens probably offered him some type of deal. Maybe it was an incentive deal or whatever. But he wanted more, so he left. Thought he was worth more. So he took that. So the Ravens, I'm guessing, didn't even offer 1 year $6 million. Otherwise, he would have stayed. So you're counting on in-house candidates right now. And they do have 9 picks. And Bob, it still wouldn't shock me if they drafted 3 O-linemen.
I just look at it this way. Again, this is just my humble opinion. Looking at the O-line with Falele, with Cleveland. All right, Sal is in his second year. And let's not forget, he was competing for the left guard spot until Simpson kind of distanced himself and became the guy. Now he's moved on to the Jets. The guys they drafted aren't really kind of resonating. And now you're talking about maybe Voorhees being a starter who hasn't played in over a year.
Well, the way I kind of look at it, too, you know, like if Cleveland and Bob, don't you think they wanted? I mean, it was Simpson, Cleveland, all those guys were in competition to win that job. All right. And who it came down to Simpson and Sala. Cleveland wasn't even in that. He was third in that discussion. So that's kind of what they think to me of Cleveland. I just have a hard time with Cleveland. Maybe he changes his body totally around and, you know, can get better. I don't know. But I would be shocked if he did that. But I was shocked that Ben Powers did it and he became a serviceable player. Was he great? No, but he got himself a nice little paycheck, which is good for him.
Now, as we talk about the concerns with the offensive line and their legitimate concerns,
no
for
doubt.
Sure. Tight end's pretty strong, isn't it, Harbs?
The young tight end's evolving, you know, and growing is going to be a big part of what we're doing. There's no doubt. So, like, I think Charlie's going to take a big step. Isaiah's going to take even another big step. He took a big step last year. He's a talented guy. Those two guys. We still got Pat Ricard kind of doing what he does in that kind of hybrid role. And then Mark, you know, Mark is a star. He's one of the stars, the superstars in the National Football League. So they're all receiving tight ends. They're all willing blockers. So I think we're in a really good place at tight end.
That was a key point there, Bob. Willing blocker.
Right.
Not want to block, but they're willing to do it. And my question to Harbs would be, who's going to be the blocking tight end? That's my question. You know, I think like Kolar, you know, you go two tights, you know, like short yardage goal line stuff. Kolar can be the other guy, but not your main block guy. Maybe that's Ricard's role. Maybe that's what his role is going to be. You know, because are you going to go get a blocking tight end? Because to me, they need that.
And to your point about Charlie Kolar, here is John Harbaugh talking about him specifically.
Well, I think being an inline guy would be great for us because we kind of need that. You know, so, I mean, 6'6", 270, 275 pounds, right? That's a big body, you know, and Charlie's a tough guy. And he's really determined to be a good blocker. So that would be the step that you'd like to see him take. I trust him as a receiver. Just a big target and all that, but love to see him, you know, keep growing as a blocker.
Just what we were talking about. Yeah. Ideally, like we said, ideally, you know, he's big, but he doesn't play big. That's a thing.
It sounded to me, maybe I'm reading between the lines too much. He basically just identified him as he's got to be that guy.
Yes, no doubt about it.
But Andrews and Likely go make plays, call her. Start blocking.
You got to be the inline guy. You're 270 pounds. You should be able to. You're willing to do it. But Bob at Iowa State, oh my God. You talk like he was not that guy. And when you watch him now, he's a basketball, plays basketball. He just shields people. Does he knock people off the ball? No. You know, he doesn't play 270, plays 240.
Smitty and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Lastly, here on News from the Nest, we'll have more from John Harbaugh later on in the hour. John Harbaugh talks about the wide receiver room, now minus Odell Beckham Jr.
You know, we drafted two great players in the last 3 years in the first round, you know, and I would think that Rashad and Zay would be excited, you know, to kind of step to the front together. You know, that's where it kind of begins. And then, you know, we get a veteran player back who, in Nelly, who did such a great job last year, and kind of, he was a former first round pick, you know, and he played at a high level, and he's a real versatile player. And then, you know, after that, we got Tylan. You know, I think Tylan gets a chance. He's going to do well. We got little Sean Ryan in there as a young guy, so you never know how those young guys are going to keep developing. But we think all of our young guys are really talented guys, and we got the draft. So I think we're going to be in great shape at wide receiver. Like, I'm really excited. To me, it's, you know, and losing Odell, obviously, you know, he's great. I love Odell. But give those young guys a chance and see how they do.
The whole key to this pass game, Bob, is Bateman. Bateman's got to step up. He's got to have, you know, Zay's going to have over 1,000 yards. Can Bateman get 700 plus yards and like the 1 year average 19, 20 yards a catch, be that guy? If he's that guy, then and with Likely and with Andrews and stuff, then this pass offense, and with Lamar another year in the offense, this pass offense, that's what I said before. And that's how Lamar can be better than his two MVP years if he has that. And what is he going to have to get Bateman at? Two things with Bateman. He's got to throw a better deep ball, and he's got to get on the same page with Bateman.
And it appears as though that's been an issue with those two.
It seems very real when just body language watching the games and stuff. It seems real. You know, if Lamar's saying he doesn't go get the ball, he's not going to get the ball because he's number one target and they don't throw it to him.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, buy or sell. Let's count that midweek money. Jim Hunter, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, joining us bottom of the hour. Get his predictions for the Orioles. And look at that American League East. And look at the National League a little bit. Dodgers spent a bazillion dollars. Now the only thing we're talking about with them is Shohei Ohtani's missing $4.5 million.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
$1.
Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
This is Andy Paladino of the Paladino Financial Group. Want to know what you can do to make sure you have enough money in retirement? Tune into my radio show, Your Financial Hour, every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m., and I'll explain steps you can take to help safeguard your income. It's every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m.
We call it the Gray Zone, where repair or replace decisions get hard for homeowners. Now Amazing has a repair, not replace culture. Baked in from when I left my old job, because I was pressured to sell replacements when repair was the best option for the customer. No way. Never doing that. Not then. Not now. Not ever. We always do what's right for you, the homeowner. Of course, when a system's past its service life, replacement is what's best. But sometimes your system's in The Gray Zone. It ain't so old or run down for a no-brainer replacement, but it isn't that young either. While the repair cost isn't so little or so large to tip the scales, you legitimately could go either way. So call Amazing, and if you decide to repair your Gray Zone system, we'll put the cost of the repair towards a future replacement. And if someone else pressures you to replace, call us for a free second opinion, because it's always a no-brainer too.
C-A-L-L-A-M-A-Z-ing. Go to callamazing.com.
New Jersey, we got a lot of wow to go around all year round. Loop the loop wows. Face to face with a hippo wows. Catch of the day wows. And catching a wave wows. It's one wow after another here, any time of year. Find your wow at visitnj.org. New Jersey, little state, lot of wow.
From taking on extra shifts to the years of hard work, the success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Plus, we offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid classes. Gain the credentials and skills top employers are seeking and succeed again. Our MBA and most graduate cybersecurity courses start April 10th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. When we made our McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with two orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets, spicy or classic, for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When life can't wait for orthopedic care, Ortho Maryland is here when you need them. Hey, it's Rob Long. Ortho Maryland now has expanded their walk-in care to 7 days a week, including evenings and weekends at all three locations, Pikesville, Lutherville, and Owings Mills. So you can skip the ER and urgent care facilities and get the orthopedic care you need by the orthopedic experts. No appointment, no problem. Visit orthomaryland.net for hours and locations. That's orthomaryland.net.
Baltimore's home of Major League Baseball is 105.7 The Fan. Always streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Covering the Orioles like Austin Hayes covers Baltimore. Jim Hunter, Mike Bordick, and Ryan Ripken provide expert coverage of the defending AL East champions daily. Plus, each Sunday night, The Fan presents Sunday Night Baseball from ESPN Radio. From the station that paints both corners, 105.7 The Fan. Live on the free Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Finney and Haney, 1057 The Fan.
Finney and Haney, 1057 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Jim Hunter's going to be joining us bottom of the hour. Preview of the upcoming Major League Baseball season. Orioles trying to get to back-to-back postseasons for the first time since 1996, 1997. But first things first, let's count that cash by yourself.
All right, the Dow's up 184. The S&P's up 11. NASDAQ is down 13. DraftKings is down $3.73. Under Armour's up 7 cents.
As always, Buy or Sell is brought to us by the Farmer's Dog. We'll start today in the NBA, where Domantas Sabonis, he did not make the All-Star game this year, but that hasn't slowed him down from his usual output. Earlier this week, recorded a double-double in his 54th straight game that broke Kevin Love's post-ABA-NBA merger streak that had stood for around 13 years. Then he goes and extends it to 55 games last night. As always, though, when you're talking about these scoring records, the merger, should be noted that Wilt Chamberlain recorded a double-double in, believe it or not, 227 consecutive games over the span of 3 years in the late 60s. That's untouchable for obvious reasons, but for now, the Kings have 10 games remaining. Buy or sell Bob Sabonis. We'll keep that streak going through the end of the year.
Yeah, I'll buy it because he's, he and De'Aaron Fox are the dudes on that team. Keegan Murray's had moments of brilliance with prolonged slumps mixed in. I mean, they got their pants pulled down last night by Dallas. But, yeah, he'll keep it going. And that whole thing with the double-double post-ABA merger, it's like the sack thing in the NFL. They didn't even start counting sacks as an official stat till 1982. So take that with a grain of salt. But, yes, I think he'll keep it rolling.
Go over to the NFL here, where Deion Sanders continues to be outspoken in his comments about the upcoming draft. Had some things to say about Caleb Williams going to a cold-weather city. That was a week or two ago. Now talking about his own guys, his son, Shedeur Sanders, teammate Travis Hunter there at Colorado, where they may end up their draft stock. Quote here from Deion said, "I know where I want them to go, so it's certain cities that ain't going to happen. It's going to be in Eli," as he says, obviously referencing Eli Manning, telling the Chargers he would sit out if they drafted him back in 2004. Vinny, buy or sell, Shedeur and Hunter, or Deion for that matter, don't have that kind of leverage.
I'll soft buy it because they do have better leverage than Eli, because those kids in the NIL, they're making $4 million a year. So they have a little leverage where they say, we don't need to show. You know, it's not like they're desperate for money. So if you're a team and you're saying, I ain't coming, and the kid's got $4 million, and you're taking him early on, you know, the owner's saying, are you sure he's coming? If not, let's take somebody else.
Maybe a stupid question here, but what's the rule on that? You say you draft somebody and they say, I don't feel like it. I'll just go back to college. Is that allowed after you get drafted?
Can't go back to college.
Okay. But you can't. You can
say
no.
They retain your draft rights, if I'm not mistaken.
For a year, I think. For till the next draft. Because then you go back into the draft.
When Elway did it to the Baltimore Colts, he had leverage because he was with the Yankees, and Steinbrenner envisioned him playing at Yankee Stadium. He was never going to be as good a baseball player as he was a football player, Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the best of all time. So he had a little bit of leverage. I remember speaking of one of the Drew brothers, I think it was the older ones, JD, he got drafted by, I think, the Phillies and sat out an entire season and was re-eligible for the draft. I mean, you have to sit out a season, and he didn't have NIL money like, Deion's kids do. But it'll be an interesting thing to see. And by the way, the Chargers wound up with Phillip Rivers, who wasn't scrubbed by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not at all.
Eli did win two Super Bowls, though.
Yeah, 97 draft, second overall for J.D. Drew. Played in independent ball for a year.
How about that?
How about a little college basketball here? Louisville, they're searching for their next head coach. Need to make the right choice for obvious reasons. Things have really bottomed out in recent years under Kenny Payne. Some recent headlines have Richard Pitino linked as the top candidate for the job. Of course, his father spent over 15 years there, won a now vacated title with the Cardinals. But Richard, not as much success in his career, just three tourney appearances between his time in Minnesota and now New Mexico. Buy or sell, Bob, Louisville should be thinking bigger than Richard Pitino.
And this is with all due respect, Ricky Bobby style to Richard Pitino, but absolutely. I mean, in New Mexico just lost Jamal Mashburn Jr. If Richard Pitino goes to Louisville, they better get Purvis Ellison Jr. They better get Daryl Griffith Jr. You get where I'm coming from, Lancaster Gordon Jr., Rodney McCray Jr. He needs to recruit at that level. They're going to have a ton of NIL money to spend, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm a Louisville fan, and I'm not, that one doesn't resonate.
I'm guessing Daddy is probably talking to some of the big boosters that he knows.
Yeah, that's all very touching, Vinny, but I'd be like, that's great. Yeah. Here's his record. How's he going to move the needle here?
I'm telling you how he's getting noticed.
Where the buzz is coming.
Well, they lost. May chose Michigan over them.
Yep.
The buzz starts when others go elsewhere. That's when other names become part of the equation.
How about something here we touched on earlier in the show? Everyone wants to know about the new kickoff rules in the NFL. What are they going to look like? Well, they have been used in the XFL here in recent years, so there is visuals available if you're still confused about the rule of what it might look like. But could this change the way special teams personnel is built all around? Vinny, you mentioned that yesterday. Yeah. The value of the return man will seemingly go way up with touchbacks being discouraged. Buy or sell, Vinny, we will see more prominent starters, say like a Tyreek Hill, a Deebo Samuel, guys with a lot of speed, taking over return duties.
Oh, I'm buying it 100%. I was listening to NFL radio yesterday. They had a special teams coach on, and they were saying, like, expect the Miami Dolphins to have Tyreek Hill back there. So, yeah, absolutely. That's why I mentioned it earlier Zay Flowers being back there.
And we'll close with this in Major League Baseball. The Rockies have shown throughout their history, even when they're not as good, that they are willing to sign homegrown talent to long-term deals. They recently did that with Ezekiel Tovar, a great defensive shortstop who's just come off his first full season in the league, still very young. Got him locked up for $63.5 million over the next 7 years. That buys out his arbitration and a few years after. As I said, the defense certainly stands out for him, already top five in all of baseball in certain metrics. But buy or sell, Bob, Tovar will provide enough offense to keep his career trajectory on the right
path.
Yeah,
I'll buy it. And keep it in mind, he's in Coors Field, too, where even if you're not prolific offensively, that stadium and that advantage will make it happen for you. The problem they have in Colorado is they don't have a TV network for fans to watch the games because they've got some major problems with their regional sports network with the Colorado Rockies. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles, we know they're on Masson. And when we come back, we're going to talk to longtime voice of the Orioles and our colleague, BaltimoreBaseball.com, Jim Hunter. We're going to break down the upcoming roster, look ahead to the season, where are the threats in the American League to the Birds of Baltimore as they try to win the World Series, Vinny, for the first time since 1983.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest sports news and your place to talk about it. Always. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Noel McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Major League Baseball technically started last week with the Padres and Dodgers splitting two. Now it gets off big time tomorrow. Orioles 3:05 scheduled first pitch against the Angels, whose new manager, Ron Washington, took the Texas Rangers to the World Series on a couple of occasions, actually lost to the Orioles in the playoffs in 2012, and he played for the Orioles, but we're not here to talk about the Angels. They've got enough to get into. We'll talk about them later in the show, but joining us now to preview the upcoming Major League Baseball season, he's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan, longtime voice of the Orioles. Let's welcome back Jim Hunter. Jim, good afternoon. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling great, partner. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, big guy, and appreciate your time as always. Before we get to this year's team and the quest to get to the postseason, back-to-back years for the first time since 96-97, you worked for the Orioles when Peter Angelos was the owner. Peter Angelos sadly passed away this Saturday at the age of 94. Tell Jim Hunter, tell us about your relationship with the late owner of the Orioles.
Well, you know, Bob, contrary to the public perception of Mr. Angelos, I always found him to be very loyal. You know, he was always approachable. He never meddled in our broadcasts. I mean, obviously, when you're an Orioles announcer, you want the Orioles to do well. It's better for the fan base, and it's better for your game calling. But he was always wonderful to me. I mean, you know, he brought me here in 97 along with Jeff Beauchamp of WBAL Radio at the time. And I had a great run. I mean, I was there 24 years. The first 23 were awesome. And, well, the 24th year, less than that. But he was always great to me. And like I said, always approachable. You know, you could go over to the law office and talk to him if you needed to. All you had to do was call Mary Jo, his secretary, and he would say, sure, send him over, you know, Thursday at 2 o'clock. And it was a wonderful relationship. I mean, I have nothing but fond memories of him, and he will be missed. I mean, and again, I can't emphasize enough the fact of how loyal he was to the broadcast. You know, he liked familiar, and he liked familiar to the fan base to go out there and listen to the broadcasters that he had. So it's a big loss for Baltimore, but I'm glad he's finally at peace.
All right, Jim, let's talk about this year's team. David Rubenstein, by the way, he's been ratified by the owner, so he will be taking over as the majority owner here shortly as we move into the next era of Orioles baseball. The rebuild has started. The rebuild is now complete. Jim, it's all about winning a World Series, and I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked Ryan Ripken, our colleague on BBT yesterday. On paper, at least, and they don't play the game on paper unless it's Stratomatic or it's Apple. And I'm partial to Appa, by the way. But are the Orioles better on paper today than they were when they left Texas getting swept by the Rangers?
You know, I think they are, especially with Corbin Burnes at the top of the rotation. And I wish Mr. Rubenstein's approval would have happened 2 days ago, that maybe Jordan Montgomery wouldn't be in Arizona. He'd be in Baltimore. But I think the experience that they had last year, you know, they had the great season. You win 101 games. Many of these guys going through it for the first time. You have the rookie of the year, who I think is going to be even better this year. And just the fact that they played through it. And, you know, you heard about a lot of the guys in spring training were asked about the disappointment of not only losing in the playoffs, but getting swept. And they all seem to use this as a motivator for this year. So, you know, I love the fact that Gunnar's going to be the primary shortstop instead of moving him around. You know, I'm sure Jackson Holliday is going to be here soon. Westberg is very important. Mateo and Arias are almost redundant guys on this team because they have so many middle infielders in the system. I mean, poor Connor Norby. I mean, what does this guy have to do to get a look? But, you know, there's depth in the system, and I do believe they're going to be better because you learn from your experiences. They had a wonderful regular season last year. They didn't have a wonderful playoff, but I think they're going to learn from that. They're going to be good.
Now, Jim, we look at the rotation. You mentioned Corbin Burnes, certified ace by all standards, Cy Young in his rearview mirror only 2 years ago. Free agent year two, which always adds a little extra incentive. And he's got playoff experience with the Brewers. But we look at Dean Kramer. We look at Tyler Wells, who had a great first half. Grayson, we know the expectations are high for him. And is he capable of it? We think so. What about Cole Irvin? What's the comfortability level with him, who had a disappointing first year in Baltimore to the point where he got Cundiffed out of the team in the after three or four starts last year, now thrown into, no pun intended, the mix because of injuries to Bradis and Meansy here early?
Well, the whole thing with Cole Irvin to me, Bob, is command. I mean, he just walks too many guys. And if he can harness his command and make the hitters earn their way on base, he could be an effective starter for them. You know, you love the fact that he's a lefty at Camden Yards with that left field fence as far back as it is now. But he's going to be an important guy in April until Means gets back. And again, you don't know what Means is going to be. He hasn't pitched in so long. And we're certainly not sure about Bradish. That's why I wish the sale would have been approved 2 days ago and Mr. Rubenstein would have been in charge. And he could have called Scott Boras and said, hey, how about Jordan Montgomery coming to Baltimore? But, the starting pitching is going to be the key to this team. It always is. It is in any year. I think the bullpen is going to be strong. You know, they're going to miss the mountain. But, you know, Kimbrell has experience. He's closed in big situations before. But Cole Irvin is a key, especially in the first month of the year, until they figure out what he is and where he's going to be. I would guess that when Means comes back, Irvin is the guy that goes to the bullpen.
Jim Hunter, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, joining us here at Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Jim's going to be with us tomorrow on opening day, live
for
Pickles.
Permitting.
Weather permitting, getting you ready for the start of an exciting, we think, 2024 season. And look, everybody's rainbows and World Series rings, et cetera, et cetera. If there's a concern with this year's team, because no team has ever gone 162-0, I do not believe, in real baseball, maybe video baseball. What's your biggest concern with the Orioles heading into tomorrow's opener?
You know, I think the fact that Cedric and Austin had pretty tough springs at the plate. Even though I did watch a lot of the videos from the clubhouse yesterday, and both of them said it doesn't matter. I mean, Cedric said he got a lot of good at-bats on the backfields against live pitching, and he said he feels good, and he mentioned that it was all about health coming into the year, and he's healthy. So you got to hope, but you know, they need those two guys, because whether Cedric bats at the top of the lineup or maybe down in the seventh spot, and Austin maybe down in the sixth spot, they both are very good base runners, and you need them to get on base. So that would be my only concern, and it's only a mild concern, because I tend to agree with what Cedric said. You know, you don't worry about success in spring training, although the team overall did so well, they won 23 games. But they're very important guys, especially defensively. Hayes is as good as any left fielder in baseball, and Cedric is Gold Glove caliber in center field. So that would be my only concern, them at the plate coming into the season, but it's a mild concern.
Hey, Jim, would you like to see Mullins bunt a little bit more? Because, you know, the steals and getting on base, he's so effective when he gets on base. And then when he gets in those little slumps or whatever, get a bunt single every now and then to get on.
Vinny, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm a big advocate of bunting. I think it's a lost art, and I think it's something, as you say, you know, steal a base hit. All he really has to do is get it down, and with his speed, he's likely going to beat it out. I would think, and even with Hayes, you know, a push bunt towards second base, if you get it by the pitcher, you're on. So I totally agree. I wish the bunt wasn't so frowned upon in this analytical age we live in. But I'm a big advocate of the bunt. I always have been. You know, I remember growing up in New Jersey, hearing Phil Rizzuto on Yankee telecast talking about how important bunting is, and he was one of the best bunters in Major League history. So I would love to see that. I would hope Cedric would embrace that, and Hayes as well, because they both have good speed and they're both excellent base runners.
Well, you grew up in New Jersey. I grew up in Minnesota watching Rod Carew, who was as good as anybody at bunting too, Jim. Now, because the O's are so athletic and so fast, do they become more aggressive on the base pass?
You know, I would hope so, because they do have the ability to steal bases. Whether that actually occurs, we'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, Gunner's a very good base runner. Cedric is an exceptional base stealer. Austin is an exceptional base runner. Even Tony Taters can run the bases better than you realize. So I would hope so. And again, just like the bunt, I think stealing bases is another weapon that is underutilized in the current game.
He's Jim Hunter. Jim, finally, American League East expected to be tough as always. Your pecking order, at least on March 27th, is what?
Well, I think the Orioles are going to win the division. You know, Tampa Bay is Tampa Bay. They always seem to figure out a way. The Yankees have some injury concerns. Boston's going to be a last-place team. And everything I read nationally about the Blue Jays is all the national writers that follow this for a living are expecting them to really have a bad year. So I do believe the Orioles are going to win the division. I think they're the best team, and I think they'll only get better, because they certainly have the prospect capital if they need to make a trade going forward to go out and get somebody that can help.
Jim, our colleague, Jim Hunter, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Jim, bring your Chuck Bucks. We're back at it tomorrow.
Oh, that means I got to do research today. Oh, my goodness.
Do your thing, baby. You do it better than anybody. All right, Jim.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
There's Jim Hunter, everyone. Opening day tomorrow, David Rubenstein has been unanimously approved as the new owner of the Orioles, 40% for now. He's going to buy the extra 30% from the Angelos family and will become the dude. As we're moving forward here with Orioles baseball, 2024 with new ownership and new hope for championships.
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney posts up in the bleachers.
You're all carded! All of you!
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, coming up at 1 o'clock. Jeff Fletcher covers the Angels for the Orange County Register. Look at their season. Expectations not all that great. I mean, look at their division they're in. You've got Seattle. You have Texas. I mean, you have Houston. I mean, they're right now expected not to be by. Oakland's going to be the bottom feeders. But where do the Angels fit in post-Otani? Lee Steinberg's going to be joining us for NFL Lunch at 1:30. Longtime agent. Agent to the stars, as a matter of fact. Talk to him about the rule changes in the National Football League, NIL changing things in regards to the draft. Lee Steinberg, I remember he was, they did the Elway 30 for 30, but I can't remember who he represented in 04 when Eli kind of balked his way out of San Diego at the time. Was he Rivers?
He wasn't Eli, so
right,
probably was Rivers. But he had Aikman and Steve Young. He was always the quarterback. Like, when I was in San Fran and when I was at Notre Dame, Lee was a big dude, like quarterback. If you were a big-time quarterback, you had Lee.
So we'll be talking to him at 1:30, and Caleb Williams expected to go number one, as we talked about, to the Chicago Bears. David Rubenstein has been unanimously approved as the Orioles' new owner. Right now, 40%. Eventually, will take over 70% control of the team. Press conference, Oriole Park at Camden Yards in the warehouse tomorrow at 11 o'clock. First pitch is scheduled for 3:05 against the Angels. Los Angeles Angels. Used to be it was Los Angeles, then California, then Anaheim, then Los Angeles. If you don't even know what to name yourselves, you would expect to have some sort of inconsistencies there. But David Rubenstein, Baltimore guy, he's taking over. And Jim Hunter, we just heard him wishing it was 48 hours ago. Maybe he's opening that checkbook and signing some free agents. Now he's got some things to do with the young players already on this Orioles roster. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get back to John Harbaugh. And we talked about J.K. Dobbins earlier getting cleared for football activities. So, Harbsy, what about Dobbins and Dalvin Cook maybe coming back here?
I think we're just going to kind of see how it shakes out. Some moving pieces to that part, you know, and I'll just kind of let Eric handle that. But if we bring someone back, if we bring one of those two guys back, I'd be happy to do it. If we're not able to do it, we'll find some young guys.
Sounds like they're not coming back, Bob.
Yeah, the only moving will be out of Baltimore.
Sounds like and I could see Eric telling him, hey, John, just paid $9 million for a running back. Better get a cheap one.
All right, we're assuming they're both gone.
Yes.
From here. Who would you rather have? Dalvin Cook, who looked like he lost a step or two, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Last year, or a Dobbins who's essentially missed two full seasons because of injury.
If I had to pick one or the other, I'd take the flyer on Dobbins because he's got, you know, he's younger and got a little more burst. It seemed to me like Dalvin Cook, he fell off he did a Mark Ingram.
Yes, he did. Now, secondary, and you brought up a good point earlier, Vinny. We talk O-line, pass rusher. Hey, they can use a cornerback of high quality, and John Harbaugh talks about having versatility in that secondary.
Kind of goes hand in hand. I mean, your point is exactly right. Arthur can play. He's a great slot, but he can play outside if you need him to play outside. He's a special teams player, too. He's a good player across the board. I just love the way he plays. I like his style, you know. The guy is all heart. He's a talented guy. He's always been an underrated kind of a guy. And he, like you said, he found a home with us in Baltimore. And then, you know, look at a guy like Ardarius Washington. Here's another versatile player. He can play in the slot for us when he was healthy. He's played great. Hopefully he can, you know, get a whole season under his belt. But he can also play safety.
And that, and Washington may be that third guy at safety. You know, Bob, you know, listening to Harbs mention that. But they need, because, I mean, we saw Marlon Humphrey play 10 games last year. And you talk about a guy that, you know, I mean, to me, he and Cedric Mullins are a lot alike. A lot of pulls, you know, groins and quads and hammies. They just seem like they're always pulling something. And, you know, if you're going to play 10 games, and then like the one game that he played, the Rams, oh my God. I mean, they were like 44. Get ready, baby. We're coming at every play. They were going at him, and he looked bad there. So they could use a young Stevens, like Stevens, but you know what? A year from now, Stevens going to be need a contract.
And you started there talking about Arthur Millette. Didn't look great early, but, you know, seemed to redeem himself as the season went on, for sure.
Yep. You know what? He fit. They found out what he was good at. You know, the blitzing stuff, really good at. The slot stuff. Yeah, you know, they found a niche for him, and he did a good job at it.
But second, cornerback in particular is a pretty strong, because we go back to, we talked about the O-line, not having Cleveland and Falele kind of entrenched as starters at this point. Armour Davis and Pepe.
Yeah. They hurt all the time. You know, so they definitely need a corner. And the nice thing is, for the Ravens, the things that are the deepest in the draft, offensive line, tackle, which the Ravens desperately need, receiver and corner. I mean, you know, so there's a lot of receivers. You know, Harbs talks about getting a young receiver, you know, but there's a bunch of them that they'll get later. But there's a ton of corners. You know, Bob, the first round's going to be loaded with offensive tackles and corners. There may be 6 to 7 of each in the first round.
And Ravens, you know, 30th pick, and we'll see what direction they go in that draft, which is less than a month away, everybody. First round, anyway. When we come back, talk about the Angels, Los Angeles Angels, who are in Baltimore taking on the Orioles as the 2024 season starts tomorrow. Jeff Fletcher, Orange County Register, is going to be joining us. We're going to hear more from John Harbaugh later on in the 1 o'clock hour. And then Agent to the Stars. Isn't Jerry Maguire based on Lee Steinberg?
What Lee will tell you.
Yeah, Lee Steinberg at 1:30. You're on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.